Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. I'm always excited when you take the time to listen to our show. Today, we have a fun, we just really have a conversation about Walt Disney World and the status of where we are here in June of 2021 as compared to where we were in June of 2020. Remember, right now, this time last year, we were getting excited that only the DVC resorts were reopening, no theme parks at this point. And we've come a long way, and we talk about what the reset at Walt Disney World has meant to our vacations this summer and moving forward. We also talk about those things that we think are kind of the indicators that we're back to normal. Have they happened yet? Are they still to happen? What are we looking forward to kind of let us know that we're way, way over the hump? Don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Please use our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you to our patrons who allow us to put out these shows here on the feed every week. We couldn't do it without you. And if you'd like to support the show on Patreon, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1918 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you and hope you're ready for a great weekend. Man, tick, tick, tick. I'm counting down the days to get down to Walt Disney World for our family vacation. I know I go down a lot of times. Sometimes it's cheer. Sometimes I got to run 48 miles to justify getting to go to Walt Disney World in January. Sometimes it's for work, which I know, right? I mean, come on. Yeah, it kind of is. I mean, I tell my neighbors that. I'm like, I'm going to Walt Disney World. It's just for work, though, you know, so I don't, you know, whatever. It's not. I have fun. I have a great job. But the thing is, this is actual just vacation. Like, we're just going down to have fun, hang out with friends and playing golf. Gonna eat at Maria and Enzo's. I've never been there. I got a lot of stuff. I know, right? That's got kind of an airplane theme, right? Inside, right?
Yeah.
I love that stuff. So yeah. Oh man. First night there, we're like there way before Scott, eating at Olivia's, just us. Oh.
Nice.
And then the first night we're going to the Magic Kingdom because we're taking Mallory's friend who's never been to the parks. We're gonna go out of the Magic Kingdom and because Trails End's not open, but we're gonna get that food at the window and then eat inside a Trails End, and it's cheaper. Scott says it's really good, so we'll see.
That's awesome. Yeah. I didn't know they were doing that. That's great.
Yeah, I'm ready. Anyway, so we are going to have a show without a topic here on a Friday, kind of like a horse with no name in Kansas. Anyway, we're going to go with a show with kind of maybe multiple topics. I don't know. We couldn't think of something, so we're going to roll with it here on a Friday. So joining me today, we have Ricky from the mouseforless.com. What's on the plans for a June weekend down in Georgia? What's up?
Oh, goodness. I actually don't know. Maybe getting a dishwasher installed.
That's exciting. Yeah, there you go. Nothing brings the podcast up but talking about kitchen appliances.
When you're an adult and you're excited that you get a dishwasher again after not having one for a couple weeks because yours is broken. Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah. little behind the scenes with Mike. We didn't even have a dishwasher until we got our new house, like last year.
Oh, or
2019,
goodness.
Yes. Yeah, we did. You're looking at them right here. See these dish? Yeah. I was once in a Dove commercial. Or was that Dawn? Dishpan hands, baby.
I'm currently making Brian do the dishes since I'm cooking. And I figured that's fair. And so, yeah, but I would really like to have a dishwasher back. So we're hopefully getting that this weekend. If not, it will be next weekend. So I may be going another week without a dishwasher.
All right. Well, I'll pray that you make it to get your dishwasher.
Pretty much.
Okay,
yeah.
Praying for you. Okay. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. Pam, what's going on up in PA?
Oh, man. So I will say we were talking about the weekend. So each weekend, we're in the process of building a house, and I'm in temp housing. I know it sort of looks the same behind me, right, as it used to. I have transformed parts of my office here to our temp housing. But anyways, so each week, either on Saturday or Sunday, we go to the house site. Sometimes we go throughout the week, too. But just to see the progress, right, you got to see.
See your hole in the ground. As I say, it's right? Looks cool. I don't know.
The hole in the ground. It's a bigger hole in the ground. And then they poured cement in the hole in the ground. And now there's some French drains and other nice. Things with the hole in the ground and some insulation. And they're still working on, I don't know, this week it was like wrap up the plumbing in the basement or something. I don't know. So anyways, that's our excitement for the week. We go and we do that. But we're living, it's so funny. So we're living in this townhouse, which is sort of a change from what we used to live in, I will say. Not in a good or bad way, it's just different. But the community that we live in has like a pool and it feels a little resorty.
Yeah, like it's like you're living in old, Pam and I said you're like living in Old Key West, basically.
That's basically what is happening here. That is basically what is happening here. So anyways, it is a change in lifestyle for us for a bit of time, but it's not something I'm hating. I'm just saying this. So now I'm wondering if I need to, as soon as we are done building the house, sell that house and buy two townhouses in different locations. Or something. No, I'm just kidding. But it has crossed our mind, especially when we don't have to, like, you know, when you're at a home, you have a project every weekend, right?
You do. I mean, I have a dishwasher.
Yeah, Ricky, you wouldn't have to worry about this if you're with Pam now.
I know, right? It's true. So Steve and I don't know what to do with ourselves on the weekend. We're sort of like, what are we going to do? I don't know. Do we have anything we have to do? I'm like, I don't think so. So anyways, yeah, it's different, but we're adapting.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to have kind of a variety of topics, but some kind of like listener questions, some because people are in that we got together, we got talking about my weekend in Silver Dollar City and a lot of fun, and we didn't get to the topic, coming up with the topic for the Friday show, but I think it's going to be a potpourri of things, which I think you guys will really enjoy. So this is a question that was kind of bouncing around in my head today, and I don't know if it has enough meat on the bone for an entire show, but I wanted to ask this to both of you and get some feedback from folks when we go into our Sunday night show and also on social. So send me a message to the answer to this question at BRGuestMike on Twitter or Instagram, and I'll retweet it on Twitter if you have it, so we can have conversations over there. But, you know, things are happening. We kind of mentioned this on Wednesday. This is kind of how that thing popped in my head on Wednesday when I said, think about where we were last year this time, you know, mid-June. It's really kind of hard to believe that this time last year, 1 year ago, we were just getting excited about the DVC resorts opening without theme parks. And we were still a month away. I believe it was Epcot and Animal Kingdom that opened on July 15th. I'm trying to keep all my dates set. Magic Kingdom and the studios opened second, I want to say 3 to 5 days later in that ballpark. I'm pretty sure it was the 15th. Either way, yeah. I'll be there at the 1 year anniversary for both. So I'll be pretty excited about that. But anyway, you know, we think that things have been moving at a snail's pace, you know, because like, you know, we didn't have the TTA forever. Well, we got the TTA back. You know, we didn't have, this is me, right? We didn't have Maya Grill. Dude. Did I hear Maya Grill's opening this weekend? I thought I was getting punked because I'm like, Maya Grill, dude, come on. Now that's this semester I'm punking me, right? June 24th. I'm like, oh yeah, Maya Grill. Okay. So, I mean, like, you know, we're struggling. I mean, we still got the question on Wednesday, Boma, when's it going to reopen? We still got Animal Kingdom closed and, you know, Jumbo House. We still have the Port Orleans resorts closed. Things are not back up to normal. But when you think about where we were last June to this June, We've made a lot of progress. And I mean, now, you know, this past weekend, we found out that vaccinated guests now do not have to wear masks outdoors. They don't have to wear masks indoors. Still on transportation, though. Remember that. So keep it in your pocket. You got to have it on the buses, the monorail, Skyliner. Because Skyliner, they're multiple parties are being in the yes. in the gondolas at the same time. Gondolas. We haven't talked about gondolas.
Gondolas.
That was the old days. So here's a question I have for you two. Because we're making progress. What is the benchmark for you for when we think things are, in your mind, back to, air quotes, normal? And so, you know, like, have we hit that point yet? Are we not there? Because when you think about it, you might say when all the resorts are open or when every attraction's open. But even under normal times in 2019, there were still things that were down. You know, they might have still done the Polynesian like it is right now, or they might have... you know, we always have ride closures during times of the year. We have shows that are out of service for a while. What for you is kind of your indicator? Because we have a lot of things that are still not back that are big headliner things, meet and greets with characters, you know, full masks, nothing for anybody on transport or anything. Fireworks still aren't back. You know, we're still missing tours. I don't know. So, Ricky, let me start with you. Like, what is kind of a sign that when this comes back, like, okay, now we're really, really back. What would you say?
So I kind of have two, and I think that they're not connected, obviously. But I feel like for people overall, these are really the two big things that they're waiting for. Although you did mention a third, but I'm not going to take that one. The big one, I think, is fireworks, which I believe, you know, of course, we've heard the rumors. They are supposedly coming back sooner rather than later. You know, and probably by the time this comes out, they will already have been announced. The fireworks are back. I'm just saying, I think for a lot of people, you know, that fireworks threshold is the big one. You know, I heard so many people say that when they were, you know, when all this got started or the parks reopening and stuff like that, of, oh, I'm not going back until they have fireworks again. So I think that that will be a big one for a lot of people. The other one that I think will be a big one for a lot of people is when they can officially bring back the Disney Dining Plan. You know, again, that's another question we get asked so often. When do we think the Disney Dining Plan is going to come back? When do we think it's coming back? And, you know, I know Disney's changing a lot of things with how they run the parks and things like that, but I absolutely think the Disney Dining Plan will be something that comes back. You know, I of course, half jokingly say, I hope FastPass doesn't come back, which, okay, it's really not a joke. I actually do kind of hope that FastPass doesn't come back, but I have a feeling it's going to, much to my disappointment. But the dining plan is still something that I think that most people are like, that is what they're waiting for. And, you know, I think that once Disney can start, and I think it's starting to happen now, you know, relaxing a lot of the social distancing guidelines, you know, we're seeing it a lot of places in the parks right now with lines and stuff like that. And I think that the restaurants are going to start to see that happening sooner rather than later as well. And so once they can start to seat people in more restaurants, and we can start to add more restaurants back into the mix, which again is another problem, is there's not as many restaurants in the mix right now. So, and with restaurants like Boma and other buffets that are still closed, Disney's got to adjust how they do those kinds of things too. So I think that once they can address the dining situation and bring back the dining plan, I think that's going to be another really big milestone of, okay, Disney's back now.
And here's the thing. So I agree. I think the biggest need right now is dining when you're down there, right? Because especially for, and again, I'm speaking to people like us that have been many times, that kind of have our favorite haunts. You know, a lot of the first timers or the few timers don't necessarily, you know, seek out like a Maya Grill. You know, that's just like a place that I've grown to love because I've stayed at Coronado. I like that kind of food and I found it. But you don't, like, a first timer is not going to Walt Disney World to go to Maya Grill. I do. I'm just saying, like, I like it that much. But I mean, when you get, like, the Magic Kingdom needs every dining spot available. Yeah. Like, they need Casey's back. They need Columbia Harbor House back. You know, they just, it's the summer, we're going to see that happening. And I think it will happen sooner rather than later with the pace that things are going. I don't know, Pam, what do you think? Because I think Ricky's on the right track. Disney Dining Plan, to me, because I get this a lot at the travel agency, they ask when, and I, you know, it's all speculation, but I just say we need the restaurants to have higher capacity in the open restaurants, but yes. We basically need 100% of the restaurants back open too, because people are going to have credits and they have to have places to use these entitlements to redeem their meals that they've prepaid. So what do you think, Pam? What's the tipping point for you?
So there's a couple things. And first of all, the thing I think that really is the thing that makes so many of these other things happen is when cast members don't have to wear a mask anymore, they can choose to do it. And at that point in time, there will be other things that really happen because of that. And that will also signify a point in time where maybe we don't have the social distancing rules at all when you're eating anymore. Maybe we don't have this. I think that those are things that are really going to align with that. Once you see that cast members will have the option to choose whether or not to wear a face covering, then I think that that's the start of things really getting back to normal. And then the other thing that I really want to see is, I think once we have all the moderates and all the value resorts open, then again, that's really going to signify, okay, we're back, like, you know, and that will get started. I think there's a lot of reasons why that hasn't happened yet, but I think we're moving toward that direction.
I agree. And I mean, I think that's the resorts opening is a big one because obviously, you know, we see this daily, you know, as far as working in the inventory of hotels for the remainder of 2021, it is getting really tight for some, you know, weekends, obviously around the 50th to get anything other than a deluxe at this point, if you've kind of held off. Now we can find it. You got to be creative in trying to look at the dates, maybe change your check-in, check-out, stuff like that. But if we, and the thing is, I think, you know, say they open a Riverside here soon, what's going to happen is, or say they open the other All-Stars, you're going to have a shuffling of even existed guests that are already booked. There'll be a shuffling of the folks who maybe right now could only get Coronado for their preferred date of travel. But they're really kind of those folks that want to be in the theme parks the entire day. So they may go, you know, open up a Coronado room because they go over to sports because that works out for them because they're just like a shower and a bed and they're good to go, but they just want to be on site. You know, conversely, you may have people that are just diehard Riverside fans who are staying at Port, you know, Pop right now because that's what they could get. You know, so Pammy, we see this a lot. I mean, I think that not only is it going to give more inventory for folks who are looking to stay value and moderate, but I think it'll shuffle things around to where if it's not available, some people may move out of that existing room to one of the available rooms opening up, you know, closed off space right now in the ones that are open.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think we absolutely will see a shuffling. Whenever a new resort opens, whenever there's different availability, there's always someone waiting for that, right? Mm-hmm. And they're taking up an existing space. So I think we're going to see that. And I think it'll just be a good indicator of like, here's where we're going to be. Let's not forget that before this all happened, it wasn't as if there was a ton of availability in the resorts. We were really seeing the resort availability sort of tighten up. And in fact, more people had to look into booking a Good Neighbor hotel, for instance, in the Walt Disney World area, or a Disney Springs hotel, because it just wasn't available at a Disney resort.
And that's why at that point, they were even those Disney Spring area hotels and stuff like that, they were actually offering perks that were traditionally only available for
they were extending them as almost guests. Like exactly. On-site hotels. They were almost embracing them at that point. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Right. So. Yeah. So we'll see how that moves as we go forward. But lots of good things I think are coming, but
no, I agree. In the pace, it seems slow. And, you know, I think in today's world, like we're always kind of like, I think we're over-optimistic, especially with Disney fans. Like, oh man, you know, you hear about something being announced, right, when it comes to a new attraction. Well, I mean, just like, for example, like Guardians of the Galaxy coaster, right? That thing that feels like it's been being built for 5 years. You know, Tron. Tron's taking forever. Ratatouille's apparently, you know, ready to rock, but it's going to be held back a little bit. But and I get it. I mean, I get it. It's a business, right? Do I want to ride it in July? Yeah, I want to ride it. I haven't been to Paris. You know, it'd be sweet. But I understand. Like, I can't get everything I want. But here's the pace of these changes happening is way more aggressive than I thought Disney would be. Like, I'm so excited for that because, again, from my side of things, and I'm sure this is true of many of our guests, like, kind of the tipping point for a lot of folks going was the mask thing. Like, when I don't have to wear a mask, then I'll talk about going back. Because, I mean, even Chapek said it, I think, at that one press conference 6 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago, something like that. He's like, he even acknowledged the fact that, I mean, July in Florida with a mask is just challenging. It is. Mm-hmm. I mean, just the fact that I was super excited that I didn't have to wear one outside initially. I'm like, it's going to be great to be able to just walk around Epcot, have a Coke Zero, and be able to not have a mask on my face. But now, you know, to not have to worry about it like when I go on Space Mountain or, you know, ride the TTA. And the thing is, you know, I was having this conversation over the weekend while we were down at Silver Dollar City. And the thing is, I think this past year has really taught us to appreciate things that we didn't appreciate prior to the pandemic. And I cannot tell you, and I know we have different opinions, and the good news is about the mask policy is that if you are still uncomfortable going unmasked and you're vaccinated, you can absolutely wear a mask. And the good news is in today's climate, I don't think anybody's going to judge you for that. I mean, no. I definitely wouldn't, because you see somebody in a mask, you know, maybe they have a compromised immune system, or maybe they're just not comfortable yet. And the thing is, we're coming out of this and we're all shook up a little bit, right? We didn't see this coming. We've been changed over the past year. And so if you want to wear it and it makes you more comfortable, absolutely. And have fun with it. You know, now the good news is you don't have to just wear like, you know, one, like you're going in like Trapper John MD, you know, it's old, you probably don't even know Ricky, that show.
Nope.
But you know, you don't have to go in like you're some kind of surgeon. Like, I mean, you could go in with Mickey or Donald or, you know, just don't wear the ones that look like the faces. Those freak me out. Like there's a goofy one Disney sells. Robert Perrin wears that one all the time. Like it just free. Those are weird. Like they, I don't know. Like my brain can't process. Like, is he goofy? Is he Robert Perrin? Is he a goofy Robert Perrin? I don't know. So, but the thing is, I think we're, you know, things are being aggressive. So it kind of gets me to this point. Buffets. You mentioned
yeah.
BOMA. You know, you got your traditional buffets at Ohana. You know, right now they're family style. Mm-hmm. And I would have said 6 months ago, the buffet is never coming back. I would not be surprised because COVID doesn't spread through food. It doesn't. I mean, you just really can't think about a buffet though, right? I mean, sticky hands, 4 years old, 4 year olds. Oh, touch that wing. Oh, I don't want that wing. Put it back.
I mean, they skeeved me out before. Yeah,
exactly.
You know, it's like, fine.
I mean,
fine.
I would have said, you know, COVID has killed the buffet. And that's what we heard, right? This time last year, like there's never going to be a buffet in Vegas. I wouldn't be shocked if the buffets all return by the fall. I don't know. Cause I think they're big money makers. I don't know.
Yeah,
what do you
but
think?
I don't know because I think there's a lot of wasteful food with a buffet.
But you're paying $65, dude.
Well,
they could care
true.
Less.
You're paying a lot of money for buffet food.
You're wasting $17 worth of food, dude. They're fine. Trust me.
But as someone who kind of sees it from the other side of things in the hotel industry and from Brian, since he's in accounting, I know how expensive buffets really are because and how wasteful, you know, the amount of food that gets cooked and then throw it out or you know, hopefully donated, but who knows? So, you know, maybe not the food that has been on your plate, but hopefully the food that's left over. You know, God, don't put the food on my plate back. But I'm just saying, like, you know, how many times have I been up at a buffet and, like, slopped down things and then tried it and was like, ugh, I don't know if I want to eat more
just
of this.
Just tell me,
know?
Just please do not go any further and say you put it back. I'm just saying because it was, seemed like you were heading in that direction.
No, I don't. I give it to Brian and I'm like, here, try this. I didn't like it, but you might. No, so I'm just saying, like, there's a lot of waste that happens because of buffets. So I can easily see where Disney and lots of other places just stop doing buffets, you know, in general. So I don't know if they'll come back. It's kind of one of those things where I wouldn't be upset if a buffet didn't come back. I do like the you know, three-course meal option that Disney has been putting out. And I think that that's a really good choice for people. And the family style option as well. You know, that's always been something that they've done. They did it at Liberty Tree Tavern. They've done it at Ohana before, you know, with breakfast and stuff like that. So I think that I would rather do that anyway. Plus, with the buffets, you were always worried you were going to miss the characters. Most of the buffets were character meals. So, you know, you're always worried of, oh, am I going to miss them? I don't want to get up now. So, you know, now you don't even have to worry about it. You can just sit down, enjoy your meal. The characters come to you and, you know, you're not going to miss anybody. So
says the girl who was engaged at Chef Mickey's.
I was engaged at Chef Mickey's. Correct. I was engaged at a buffet. Yes, I was.
At least it wasn't Duff's or Golden
Corral. It was
classy. Could have been
no,
Golden
just
Corral.
Joking.
That's just count your blessings.
No, it could have been. Thank goodness.
Which I've never been to a Golden Corral and I've always wanted to go to one. Like I'm intrigued.
They close. Brian loves them. I will not go. They close the one by
my
our
wife
house,
won't go. Fine. That's exactly it. My wife won't go. I'm intrigued. Yeah. I want to go to Golden Corral. Anyway, okay, back on topic. So, Pam, let me get you. So, here. I'm going to ask you both this, but on the buffets, because I am a big buffet fan, dude. I like it because you don't have to wait. Like, you just rock, just grab your plate and just you're eating within 30 seconds if you want to be. I like that. And my soda's on my table when I get back, good to go. But, I mean, the family style, I think, is the perfect compromise for Walt Disney World because you're going to get a wide variety of foods, and it's a lot easier if someone's bringing your food to you than you have to go work it out. And what's Walt Disney World? It's a family destination. It's way easier because I've seen those parents trying to manage plates
yes.
for like two or three kids, you know, and this kid doesn't like, oh, I don't want anything green. Don't put anything green on my plate. And then, you know, okay, scrape that over to little Billy's plate, you know, and like it can be a nightmare, I think, for parents, you know,
especially
fortunately, my
if
kids,
they're single parents. Too.
Right. That's what I'm yes. thinking. So, Pam, I mean, is because I think coming out of this, we're going to be changed in a way that we've improved. And I think maybe. I hate to say this, but is family style the improved buffet? Is it the buffet moving forward?
I think. I mean, I think for at least an extended period of time, the options are really according to the guidelines that we have out that either people are going to be serving the food from a buffet to you. And we've all experienced that on Disney Cruise Line yes. at Palo. And let me tell you, No one likes it.
It's super awkward.
It is. It's weird.
It's beyond awkward.
I thought it was just because I'm not fancy, right? I mean, like this is way too fancy for me. I can get my own croissant.
Yes, exactly. Or that's Hannah. My Hannah always says, I don't want someone judging me that I took the two cinnamon rolls.
Totally.
They like put one on your plate and you're like, yeah, dude, put another one on.
Can I have another one?
Keep it going. Yep. What, you good? No.
Yes, I do want 35 shrimp. Thank you very much. So anyways, I think that's the thing, or that there will be family style. And I think the family style is just an easier thing to do. And as to what you were saying, Mike, I think it's easier for so many families to deal with the family style issue. It just really is. So I think that we'll see some of that, especially for a while. Look, when they can take something like Cape May and turn that into a family style thing, I think that they've really sort of embraced the family style. So.
And Matt's on our same wavelength. He says, no family style for Boma, please. I'd feel such shame having to ask for 47 zebra domes from the server.
I know you'd have to like, yeah, exactly. You'd have to keep going up. Maybe here, Matt, here's my suggestion. Bring like a jacket or something that you put on that makes it look like a completely different outfit and a hat. And be like, well, I wonder what the zebra domes are. I'll take a couple of them and then go back and put the hat on and, you know, do that. So
at that point, that's almost a full zebra at 47 domes. I'm just saying. Tanya says, let's see. Her plan, sorry, let's see if she's going back and forth. She wants to be able to park hop at will, which I think that is another kind of tipping point for folks, right? Right now, we're glad to be able to park hop.
Yeah.
But just go will. Also, I know this is going to be a long, I think it's going to be a long haul. I hope not. I hope I'll be surprised. Theme park reservations going away. I know Disney's in love with data, and this is the ultimate data, but I'm just, I mean, like, and I'm counting my blessings, right? I mean, we've got, you know, no masks if you're vaccinated. We're rolling. Like, I'm not saying that we're not doing well. We're doing great right now, but I mean, I long for just that. But Scott brought up a good point because we're having this conversation tonight. You did make a theme park reservation with fast passes, basically, because you made three fast passes for a park. It was 100%. In one park.
I don't know. For me, I don't really see, although I understand the difference, but people are like, well, you have to plan so much further in advance. Well, you do have to right now because the availability is really limited. But in the past, you made a theme park reservation. It was for the fast passes that you made. I don't have a problem with the theme park reservation. I understand, like, the availability is going to be the availability. It just is. So it's interesting, though. I think that is still interesting that it's something that makes people that upset.
Okay, you're right. I get that. That you pointed it out, and that makes sense. That I get. But as we talked about on, you know, a previous show, I wouldn't mind the reservation system if the ability to change your plans was a little bit easier. I felt like with FastPass Plus at the point, it was still easier to change a reservation. Is, you know, you could still try to get fast passes. Now you may not get the best fast pass in the world, but I still have fast passes available. So with the theme park reservation, though, once the parks are closed, I can't get in anything. So I wish once they open that up, I think it'll be fine. And then once they hopefully fix the issue that we were talking about before, where, you know, you worry if you want to change your park and you have to cancel right now and then hope that the reservation is still available for the park you were hoping to get into. Once they allow you to kind of fix that and make your reservation that way and, you know, like hold on to the one, but go, okay, I really want this one. This one's still available and switch it at the same time. I think then it will be fine for me.
Well, so it's like on Twitter, right? Everybody wants an edit button on Twitter. That's like the big thing. And so give us a modify button in my Disney experience when it comes to your theme park reservation. A little modify so you're not all in and all out. When you're muting there, you're really scratching up the sound there, Ricky. Just saying. I know you're trying to scarf down dinner at the same time, but just hold off.
We can hear it every time
Pam and I are starving too. So here, be a team player. Just saying. We love you. We love you. And I would say that to anybody that I love. So just, I'm starving too, and I don't have a Taco Bell yet. So just hang in there. We got 10 minutes to go. Okay. So Pam, let me ask you this though. So when we were talking about all this, I'm just kidding you, Ricky. I know you're mad at me.
I'm not kidding. Mad at you. Sorry. So, I was hoping it wasn't scratching.
I'm just messing with you. Okay. So I'm just thinking of our listeners. They have sensitive ears.
I know.
So, we have a lot of good stuff coming out of this. I mean, the pandemic was horrible, but of course it made us rethink how every procedure happened, how every policy is in place, you know, how we get there, how we stay, how we, you know, go through the haunted mansion. But Pam, what's, you know, everybody was talking this time last year, the best thing to come out of the pandemic for the parks is social distancing, right? Is it everybody's got a bubble? Well, that's gone. I mean, like, fill in all the available space, please. But is there something you think that's going to stick, that's going to be something we didn't have before this, that's going to improve our experience in the parks or at the resorts?
I am one who was someone who did not mind the bubble. You know, it doesn't have to quite be like maybe 6 feet from here to there. Maybe it's 6 feet in diameter. Like there's a, you know, there's a 6 feet the whole way around or what. You know what I mean? I don't know. I like when people are so close, it's a lot to take sometimes, right?
And when they step on you and you're like, why are you stepping on me? Yeah,
I know. And the other thing that I think we've seen a reduction on, I think, is people talking on the phone while they're interacting with like a server, a cashier or whatnot, because you all had masks on, right? So I think we actually saw a reduction in that because it's really hard to chat on the phone with the mask and talk to someone else. And if that was completely eliminated, I would be 100% fine with that. I always just, I don't know if that was like part of my upbringing or whatnot, but like you will not ever see me checking out somewhere with a phone to my head. It's just not going to happen because my mom would have been like, that's rude. You don't do that. And I know there's different, like people are taught different things. And for some people that wouldn't be rude at all. And I totally get that. No judgment on my part, but I'm saying if I did it, I would feel like I was being rude. So if that doesn't ever change, that's it. But as far as the whole resort and theme park experience goes, I think that the thing that has come out of that, that has been a big thing that I'm grateful for, is mobile ordering. The way that they ramped that up, we went from a trickle of
it was my little secret, man. It was my back door to get my food. Not everybody knows.
Oh, but you can still do it. I know. We went from it trickling on to like, you could do it at these four restaurants, and then it became like you could do it at like these 10 restaurants, and you were like, oh, 10 restaurants now, you know, and everyone would get excited about it and whatnot. But I love mobile ordering. The other thing I really appreciate about it is when you can check in for your table service online and the walk-up. You can get in line in that waiting list walk-up line for table service restaurants too. I hope that that's all functionality that will continue to remain in the app. I think it's valuable to Disney. I think it's valuable to guests. And I hope that they're seeing an increase in revenue because of that one way or the other. So I hope that those things stay.
What about you, Ricky? Where do you fall on all this stuff? Like, what do you hope sticks?
Yeah, I agree with Pam. Now, I do think that mobile order will not be as, you know, strict as it was, you know, during all the COVID stuff. I think that they will eventually open up the restaurant, the counter service restaurants, to allow people to, you know, place their order while they're in the restaurant. So Mike, your hack of using mobile order will probably come back. Now more people will know about it at that point, but I don't think that, you know, I still think that a majority of people will go into
I don't know though. I mean,
maybe, I don't either.
I feel like I'm a millennial in that sense, because I'm an old dude. But the thing is, like, I mean, if I can order my food without having to talk to anybody, that's
awesome. I'm with you. I'm 100% with you. I would rather do it too.
But old people don't like, I don't guess.
There's a lot of people who don't like the fact that they can't go and talk to somebody and place their order. So
I guess
I think
that's
it's gonna
win for me.
I do. I agree with you. And I think that mobile order will stay, and it will be a lot of restaurants. But I don't think the delay that we're experiencing is going right now. Because, you know, for some restaurants, you have to order at like a half an hour ahead of time or something like that.
Or more.
That's a capacity thing, though.
Right. That's true.
Worker thing.
That's true.
And that is all of that. I think that when we're at 100% capacity, you're going to see a difference there. You really, truly
Cross fingers.
Are.
Cross fingers, yeah. So I think that's a good thing. But I think that's going to morph. I think that Pam's right. Check-in for being able to do that on the My Disney Experience for table service meals, that's a huge win. And the wait list is also a huge win. Now again, it's not as there's not, because of the capacity issues, there's not as many restaurants that tend to have walk-up availability, But it's still nice that you can now see that instead of having to go to the restaurant and go, do you have availability? Can I get seated? You know, so that part's huge too. The thing that I think hope sticks around is going to be the cavalcades.
You're a parade hater. That's perfect for you.
I'm totally a parade hater. I only like parades when they happen during the parties. They are such a pain to me during the middle of the afternoon.
What is wrong with you? It's a parade. Everybody
so
loves
much.
A parade.
Love the cavalcades. I think they're fantastic. And they happen so much more often, I feel like. You get a better shot at seeing, you know, I don't have to sit there and wait for the 3 o'clock parade. I can enjoy my little mini parade when I'm walking into the park or, you know, when I'm walking through Liberty Square and, hey, here's a surprise parade. Yay! So, like, I love that aspect of, like, I just get these little surprises. So I am a huge fan of the cavalcades. Keep them. They're fantastic. Do away with the all day, you know, 3 o'clock parade and just keep the cavalcades.
I think those are going to stick. I mean, I think Disney has had to have heard that those were a win. And, you know, it's kind of like, remember when, it was like 5 years ago, they had those, that year where they brought back characters that nobody had. Like they just found the suit somewhere.
Exactly.
What was it?
Limited time magic.
That was it, right? The limited time magic cupcakes and the characters. And
yes, that was it. Pretty much cupcakes.
Yeah,
and
but it was, you know, and I think that got a lot of great feedback. And the thing is, I think for the character cavalcades, you take existing stuff, right? Yeah. You have floats. You have, I think it's what they're going to do for the Boo Bash, right? They can't do the Boo to You parade. Wink, wink. So but they can do the Boo to You parade in little small sections. That's what I'm guessing, right? I mean, it's not going to be like, because the Boo to You parade is why you go to Mickey's Not So Scary. That and Hallowishes or whatever the show was. 100%. That's why you go. Like, you got to see the Gravediggers dragging the shovels, right? And it's awesome and all that stuff and the band and all that stuff. But the thing is, they can wing out a couple floats here and there and put them in a different part. And if, you know, they're there, they're gone. And it's like, they've learned, I think. And you know what? I mean, here, you really want to dig deep on this. And I know I got a couple minutes left. It's kind of a fun show, even though we didn't have a real topic, but the thing is, maybe I learned from this. Are character cavalcades perfect for 2021 with, they're trying to make baseball games shorter, right? I mean, a doubleheader can't play 18 innings. You only got to do 7-inning games. Americans can't watch that. They're attention spans, right? I mean, is the cavalcade the parade for the person, you know, for the attention span of 2021? Is it? Maybe? Sounds like it is for you.
The other bonus about it is, too, that if you're someone who doesn't mind sitting a while and just sort of enjoying time walk by, eventually they all go past where you are, right? So if it's really important for you to see them all, you can just hang out there. Like the Rivers of Light area, you can sit there and watch every one of those boats go by. And it's fun.
Again, something that they didn't use, the Rivers of America, that Rivers of Light area, or actually the whole water canal at Disney's Animal Kingdom, they didn't use it for years. And now we have a purpose for it. I mean, you know, they built it for a reason. There was supposed to be an attraction on it, actually. And then that went away. And now they have
a small piece of it.
Yes, exactly. So now they have a purpose for having all that waterway. And it's a really cool thing to be able to do, is get to see the flotillas, as they're called. So
it is. I mean, the thing is, we're going to have things that are going to carry on for years and years and years that started in 2020, right? When we got things going, they had to reimagine things. And I think that, let's really get philosophical here. I think that almost every business and every person, just as a person, like, think of yourself as like a brand, right? And I know we're not all trying to do that kind of thing, but we are, right? I mean, you're all trying to, I think every person out there, and I mean, we have very optimistic, driven listeners. I know, I talk to a lot of them. And the thing is, we're always trying to be the best version of ourselves that we can be. You know, if you're a business, you're trying to be the best business you can be. If you're a parent, you're trying to be the best parent you can be. If you're a kid, you're trying to be the best son, daughter, whatever. The thing is, we don't get this. And I mean, life was a continuum. And this is one of the reasons I became a teacher. And I'm not kidding about this. When you're a teacher, you have a beginning and you have an end to every school year. So in September, you reinvent yourself. You try to become better than you were the previous year. But then you have an ending point in May or June. It's over. You get to kind of have a reset, and then you get to come back in and try new things in September. You know, Disney had this opportunity, and I think they're kind of seizing it. But I mean, I think, you know, philosophically, we can all do this with ourselves and try to take this time to think about what we do and maybe become a better person, a better employee, a better boss, a better parent. I don't know, Pam, I'm getting way off topic here, but I mean, what do you think about that? I mean, maybe this was an opportunity to make something better.
You know, a reset is always a good thing in my book. As you get older, I think you sort of embrace the need to continue to change, or you get sort of stagnant, and it's not a good thing. And sometimes change is really challenging to make yourself do, right? It just really is. Sometimes it takes something big to help you facilitate that change in your life. So I think that so many of us have sort of looked, and maybe we sort of evaluated what was really important to us, and, you know, were there ways to get to that? I'm sure that Disney has looked at it, a little bit of period of time where you're, you know, basically bleeding money like they were, and continue to do in so many ways, really makes them examine things like what's really important to the guest, what's really important to the company, how can we give the guests more of that, how can we get more of this for the company. I think those are definitely things they have to be looking at. And even as a travel agency, I think that we've in some ways sort of adapted in different ways and looked at the way that we're doing things differently as well, and making sure we're really, you know, making guests aware of these different things that will really impact their trip. I mean, our job is to help you out, whether this is your first trip or your 101st trip. We want to find a way to build a connection with you and add value to your trip in some way. And for each guest, that's different. Is it your first time and you're nervous about everything under the sun?
Right.
We got you there. Is it your 50th time and you just need someone to bounce ideas off? We're there for that too. I mean, it's just a different way of doing things. And I hope that everyone continues to look at this as, what can I take from this as a positive? Because if all you're going to carry with you as you move forward are the things that you hated and the negative things, then there's no point. You're missing the point. You're missing an opportunity to remember what's good and forget the stuff that was bad.
I mean, Ricky, close it out because we're out of time here. But I mean, the reset, you know, and that's, I mean, we all had to have, I mean, we were locked down. I mean, we had to reset just even how we ate dinner, you know, like we went out to eat it. You know, last year we couldn't even go to any, you know, Mexican restaurant or anything. I mean, simple things like that. I'm so appreciative right now in June of 2021. I mean, like Mallory and I were literally dancing at Silver Dollar City when we found out we do not have to wear a mask at Walt Disney World this summer, because we were there last August in masks, and we were grateful for that because that was required. You know, we were there. I was there in December. I was there in May, and we did it because that's what you do. You're a team player. You play by the rules. If you go to somebody's house, you play by their rules. That's how it is. But we're appreciative now, you know, and I'm appreciative for Maya Grill. Thank you. I mean, I doubt God's answering those kind of prayers, but hey, you never know. Maybe he threw in a bonus, you know, who knows? But Ricky, what do you think?
Mike's going down. I'm going to reopen Maya Grill. That's exactly what, you know, everybody was saying. Yeah.
I doubt Maya Grill was high on his list of things to get done in 2021, but you never, sure he might have been like, hey, let's just throw him a bone. Here we go.
Let's just go with that. Yeah. No, I think you're absolutely right. The reset is so huge for everybody. You know, I've definitely changed the way I've taken, in weird ways, I've taken steps forward toward the Disney community, and in weird ways, I've taken steps back. Mm-hmm. You know, I've just readjusted things that I realized, you know, weren't working, you know, or were working, and, you know, reworking all of that has definitely helped. So yes, I've even done it in, you know, my personal, you know, Disney life of things. So of course I've done it in my, you know, touring the park version of my Disney life for things. I've absolutely readjusted and I will miss the social distancing. I very much appreciated the fact that people were not stepping on me.
Here's the thing though. I think that as people, we've all kind of become, and I don't know how long this will last, but I think we're all, even without distancing markers, we're all a lot more aware of personal space. You don't think
Yeah, because I actually experienced it at Universal, which I know is different, but
well, that's Universal.
I know.
I'm just playing. I'm just joking with you. I know.
But But when I was there, you know, they definitely were not really practicing, like, keeping space between people. So, I mean, I'm just saying, and there were markers on the ground. So, you know, I definitely got stepped on by a little girl, and nobody did apologize to me for, you know, her basically running into me. But that was another story.
On behalf of the little girl, I'm sorry. She stepped on
you. Yes, exactly. Okay. On behalf of the little girl. Sorry. But, I will miss that aspect for sure. But there are definitely things that I will take with me from all this that I have learned from that will make me a better person and a better person in the Disney community. And I think that will be for all of us as well, you know, whether it's, you know, online or in the parks. I think that there is a huge new appreciation for everything.
That's it. And so, you know, not really a big topic today, but just a discussion. Hope you enjoyed it. And, you know, the bottom line is if you're frustrated with something at Walt Disney World right now, check the calendar for this time last year and
count your
blessings. Count your blessings in your life and, and everything else. So we're very, very lucky. All right. Yep. So let's get out of here and hope everybody has a great weekend. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out over at themagicforless.com. They will make your next trip better, I promise you. And the price is right, as Bob Barker used to say. It's free, nothing extra, and you get great service for that trip. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, Prime Day coming up very, very soon. I think it's 2 days, the 21st and the 22nd. You can use our Amazon affiliate link when you go buy all the goodies on Prime, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you to our patrons. We appreciate you so very much. Thank you for supporting the show in a very tangible way. If you'd like to support the show on Patreon, just visit patreon.com/brguestpodcast. You can follow Pam on the social media at TMFLTPam. You can follow her at The Magic for Less Travel on Instagram. Ricky's at Ricky Nibs. I'm at BRGuestMike. And of course, BRGuestPod on Instagram and Twitter. Facebook and YouTube, you can subscribe and join us on the live shows. We have a good time. Our great conversations going on here. You get to see it up on the screen. All of our great listeners giving their feedback as well. And of course, Sunday night, you, me, and Scotty G, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, right here on YouTube and Facebook. So wherever you like to join us and give us a call. We're going to be talking Disney. All right, time to get out of here and let's get on with your weekend. Thank you so much for hanging out with us over the last 40 minutes. Didn't mean to get philosophical. Sorry, man. If you're like, Mike went off the deep end. I kind of did. I'm sorry. We'll get back to the real stuff. You know, not maybe not so real next week, but we'll, I'm in a mood. All right. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great weekend. Whatever you do, stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.